says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, indeed we can. This is your country boy surviving here in North Dakota. Hope you're doing just fine wherever you are as we begin our Trump Phenomenon show here tonight on October 19th, 2018. And we're right on the verge here, I mean, maybe minutes away from Donald Trump appearing at his latest rally in Mesa, Arizona. And so I'm watching that screen, and as soon as something comes up, I will bring it live to you here via RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Round Rock, Texas, which you all so valiantly support and make possible. Thank you very much. This show is live. If you ever, it's not immediately self-evident that the show is live, and we invite your calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I see Tom in Florida has already jumped into the fray. Hang on, Tom. But let's get the show on the road here. All good news. Everything's looking good. As we go forward here to the big deal, the big show, which is the midterm election coming up in how many days is it? Is it 18 days? Somebody help me out with the math there on how many days it is. But we're looking okay, and we'll talk about that tonight and talk about other late-breaking developments. Nellie Orr was supposed to testify today before House committees. And Nellie Orr took spousal privilege. She refused to answer questions because she's the wife of Bruce Orr. But excuse me, that's exactly why, one of the main reasons why we want you to answer the questions, because you are the wife of Bruce Orr, and it is utterly, totally improper, wrong, that you are working at GPS, getting a big fat paycheck effectively from the Clinton campaign, which you're depositing in your bank account there at home with Bruce, baby. You're engaged in the biggest crime in American history, the effort to destroy the campaign and then the presidency of Donald John Trump. And we're looking here in Mesa, at an airport that I've been to in Mesa. I don't know whether I've been. I guess it's a small enough airport that I'm sure I've been on the tarmac right in front of this hangar, where there is a mass of patriots decked out in their "Make America Great Again" red caps, awaiting the imminent arrival of our president. Let me bring up the now the testimony has also been gathered from James Baker, an FBI Justice Department attorney, And this has been, let's put it this way, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows yesterday called for the resignation of Rod Rosenstein, saying that, did I actually say his name in that manner? I mean, Rod the Rat Rodenstein, correct myself. Mark Meadows called for his resignation based on what he now knows, and what these valiant House researchers now know about Rodney the Rat and the one of the elements of tension, of drama, of nervousness about the November 6th election is that if Nancy Pelosi takes over as the Speaker of the House, which she would do if the Democrats get by with one more seat than the Republicans have, all of these great, tremendous investigations by folks like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and Matt Gaetz of the Florida First District, these will all come to a screeching halt, a dead in their tracks halt. There won't be one more good subpoena, not one more good question asked. There won't, that all the investigations will be shut down cold, and this all happening right at the moment that they're zeroing in on the biggest crime in American history. Nellie Orr right there, you know, in the spotlight. Bruce Orr right there. James Baker right there in the spotlight. They've got the scoundrels. They've got the felons who are in the FBI and the Justice Department in this biggest crime in American history. Now, investigation, there are two sources of continued investigation if the House is taken over by the Democrats, led by this crazy woman, Nancy Pelosi, who today said that anybody that gets in the way of the Democrat agenda, who is harmed, is just collateral damage. She's actually rationalizing harm to people if they get in the way of the Democrat agenda on abortion, the Democrat agenda on immigration, and all the other features of her agenda. So she is an amoral, communist thinking demon rat. And she is on the warpath. Now, there are two sources of continued investigation should she take over in the House. One is the Senate, which will be solidly Republican after November 6th. This is, as the suit manufacturer says on TV, I guarantee it. It's gar, or as they say in Tennessee, it's guaranteed. It is guaranteed that the Republicans will actually enhance their majority in the Senate. And then the other source of investigation would, in theory, be a Trump-led Justice Department. But as Donald Trump has said, I don't have an attorney general. A Trump-led Justice Department must see the departure of Mr. Jeff Sessions. He must resign or be fired. And Rodney the Rat Rodenstein must not continue in his effective role as Attorney General, being the Deputy Attorney General, put in his powerful place by either the stupid or compromised Jeff Sessions. So a patriot, true Attorney General has to be brought in. And then investigations like those of Matt Gaetz, Mark Meadows, and Jim Jordan can proceed from within the executive branch. So all is not lost if the House is lost in that regard. Let's look here. Let me just look and see if Marine One has landed yet. No sight of Marine One yet at the Mesa, Arizona airport. That airport is pretty much adjacent to Phoenix. So when you fly into Phoenix, sometimes you'll land in Mesa, which is just a much smaller airport. the camera's panning the sky here. They're doing what we're doing. They're looking for a sighting of Marine Helicopter One. I don't know where Air Force One actually landed. Maybe it landed at a nearby military base. And for your agenda, folks, of upcoming events, here's some great news. Another rally's been added to the Trump schedule. After Mosinee, Wisconsin, Charlotte, North Carolina. I hear all you folks out there in Charlotte, in North Carolina, cheering. That's a lot of folks in the vicinity of Charlotte, North Carolina. That's Friday, October 26th. At location, I'll tell you in a second. Tickets are free, as they are to all these Trump events, at the Bojangles Coliseum in Charlotte. That is Friday, October 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which would be 6 p.m. here. So that event will be concluded by the time we go on the air and are able to cover it. So we'll have the tape of that show available to us. And another piece of good news about these rallies, the rally coming up in Houston, we just found this out, the Houston rally is at the Toyota Center, which is a large venue, seating 19,000 in concert seating 19,000. So they'll probably cram 20,000 people in there. That's a big crowd. That's coming up October 22nd on Monday. We'll dispense with the throwing a few news items on here. Let's dispense with the wall-to-wall media frenzy over the murder of this guy Khashoggi. And I'll try to dismiss this with a back up, folks. Look at the forest, not the trees. Back way up, away from this murder. And ask yourself the question that's not being asked. Why is this the most important event on Earth? The immediate answer to that is it's not. We're talking about a Middle East where people are killed by the thousands every day. We have a raging war in Yemen, a raging war in Syria, raging war in Afghanistan, total instability in all three areas. Iraq is also a totally unstable place. And we have one journalist who is, let's forget the butchering part. You know, he was killed. All these people are killed. Once you're killed, the ghoulish part of whether your body gets dismembered or chopped up or burned, you're dead. So that's just ghoulish interest at that point. The story does not become more important because of the ghoulish ways of the Middle East. It's one man murdered. And this is the most important story in the world? I don't think so, folks. And what's the controlled press doing with it? Well, they're blurring your mind. They're blurring the public's mind. They're distracting the public with a non-story. The fact that the Saudi regime, which is a dictatorship, all these governments there in the Middle East are dictatorships. And if they do have votes or elections, they're fraudulent, as is true of every non-European country on Earth. Think about it. Let's make one exception, maybe for Japan, which truly has an honest government. And maybe I'm leaving out one other. But just in my immediate impression is that every non-European government on Earth is uncivilized. And I love that reference that Donald Trump makes repeatedly to the civilized world. You're not supposed to say that phrase, the civilized world, because it implies there is an uncivilized world, which Donald Trump recognizes over and over again. And Saudi Arabia is part of that uncivilized world. Doesn't matter how much money they have, they're uncivilized. and their way of dealing with each other and so on is brutal. Always has been. Possibly always will be. And certainly don't hold your breath about that changing any time in your lifetime. So this moral outrage and indignation of the controlled press is a total fraud. Tucker Carlson on his show tonight pointed out very insightfully that these same left-wingers that are all aghast that one journalist was murdered brutally by the Saudi government were all cheering and jumping up and down for joy that the Saudi government endorsed the idea of rocket attacks on the Assad government in Syria and mass campaigning against the Assad government, which, you know, in a country where millions of people have been displaced and hundreds of thousands killed, including, let's say, babies. Is there more sympathy for babies than for this guy Khashoggi? There should be. Anyway, what they're doing, and Carlson made another very insightful point. This man is quite a genius. He made the point that what's going on with the controlled press is that they have their story du jour, or their story of the week or of the month. And they have their moralistic point in each story that they pile on you as the public. And with each of their moralistic stories, they take a position that should you defy it, should you disagree, you are a moral outcast. You are an evil person. And of course, very obviously, you're a racist. That word always comes into the picture. But that's the exercise. They come up with their moral outrage du jour. And think about it. The point is for them to establish their primacy as the controllers, the gatekeepers of your mind. It actually doesn't matter in many cases what the story is. If they can get you all in a frenzy, we saw this in 1984. In the 2 minute hate, everybody is required to jump to their feet and leap and scream hatred at Emmanuel Goldstein, who's on the screen for his latest outrage. In every case, which is fictitious, it's actually a made up event. The point is that the people are, the government, Big Brother is in control of your thinking and of your emotions, the two-minute rage, the two-minute hate. That's what the media is doing with Khashoggi. And next week, if they drop Khashoggi, they'll be up to the next moral outrage. And in each case, they will tie it in. They'll find a tie to show that Donald Trump is the malefactor. The reason that Khashoggi was, come on, think about it. Isn't it obvious that the reason Khashoggi was murdered is because of Donald Trump? Isn't that obvious to anybody? I mean, duh. Yeah, if you have acne, Donald Trump is the reason. If you slip and fall on your front steps, Donald Trump is the reason. Donald Trump is the source of all evil. This is what they do. Whatever the story is, and I shouldn't use those, they do it with their stories. Look at every single story. Within seconds of their opening their mouths, they've woven in Donald Trump is to blame. No matter how convoluted or improbable or insane the rationale is. But they want to establish that they've got, with that control over your telescreen, that when they put the moral outrage up there, you will leap to your feet and be indignant at their cue. All right, let's go to the Trump event here. Let's see if this is a... see what's happening with the Trump event here. I am going to change my screens a little bit because I'll come up with a screen right after this break.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
When this war is over, we're back, folks. It will be, and we've got a few callers. Let me, I'm going to jump into the callers. And then, callers, I'm going to break away from you as soon as the president walks onto the runway in Mesa. So let's get into the callers. We've got three of them lined up: Tom in Florida, George in Texas, and John in Montana, maybe, MT, and Dr. Kelly in California. Let's start with you, Tom. And these will be brief calls. Tom, you're first. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, James. First off, I haven't talked to you in a while, but listen, I went to a Ron DeSantis Nunez rally here in Miami here. It was a pretty, very good rally. It was awesome, actually. Even Marco Rubio was there, and they were talking about immigration, and I can tell you this guy, Gillum, Rubio was talking about all the money that's coming into Florida from New York and California, and you got Soros and you got this Tom Steyer. They're pumping in millions of dollars to
Gillum. Yes, and it turns out, Tom, it turns out that Gillum is a graduate of a George Soros communist training camp.
Right, Sal Lewinsky. Absolutely. And this guy, the Gillum, the Broward County Sheriffs are going to be voting against this character. Because you know what a – but you know what I got to say this, James? I don't want to bring the racial card, but I have to tell you. All the people that I saw in his ads that he's running are all black sheriffs up there in Tallahassee. Yo, he's the greatest mayor of all time. But you don't see, except they have maybe one white guy. But you, in Broward County, it's the complete opposite. And that's what even where they had the Columbine, I mean, the shooting at the school. And
I'll say this. My experience with the Trump phenomenon, sheriffs across America, police across America support Donald Trump. And I'll use as the poster boy for that, I'll use a name, Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, a black man, a great patriot who has been on the trail campaigning for Donald Trump. And you can count on him continuing doing that. But Tom, now the crowd is kind of jumping to their feet here in Mesa. Let me hang on. I'm going to go through three other callers real quick because I think the president is right there right now. Let's go to George in Texas. George, and in fact, hang on, George. Yes, George, what's on your mind?
Well, all I could say is, you got this caravan coming up from Honduras that just crashed the Mexican border. I know President Trump is saying he's sending the military through the southern border, but, you know, I think because this is a U.N.-sanctioned operation, I think he needs to send a military attachment to New York City and say, if you don't call this caravan back, we're going to kick you out of New York City and send you somewhere elsewhere because you're not welcome here. You know, well, I really think...
yes,
you know,
and we've all seen it. The images, I hope the controlled networks have put some of this image on there of that huge crowd, which is way more than 4,000 people, way more, just pushing over fences, pushing aside barriers, and just swarming into Mexico. I love the idea of the National Guard on the border, and I also like that the crazies on the left are doing this right in front of the midterm elections, and I hope that the American people are seeing this sea of Hondurans and Guatemalans and El Salvadorans marching towards their country. So this is very good. Now, the president is just about to arrive, so let me, George, with my apologies, let me go to John. John, are you in Montana? Come in, John.
I'm still here.
Yes, John, you're on the air.
Okay, I just have one thing to say. I hope somebody whispers in Donald Trump's ear and tells them three words to say to describe the whole thing. Remember the Alamo.
Okay. All right, I like that.
You know, I thought the Mexican-American war was over, but apparently not.
Yes, well... James Knox Polk is one of my favorite presidents. Is James K. Polk. He's the man who waged the Mexican-American War, and that was truly a good war, and well fought and well resolved. But it's on my list of favorites. Putting President Polk on my list of favorites. Well, thank you, John, there in Montana. And did you get a chance to go to the Trump rally in Missoula?
No, I didn't.
Well, all right. Montana's a darn big state, so it's like Texas. You know, it's a long ways to get anywhere.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side of Missoula.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a long drive. All right, John, thank you. Thank you for calling, as always. Sure. Appreciate it, buddy. And now I'm watching for the president arriving here at his event in Mesa. Not here quite yet, Dr. Kelly in Northern California. What's on your mind, Dr. Kelly? Thanks for calling.
I did my due diligence today, and I phoned a legislator in California, actually mine, and my senator, and a gal running for the North Tahoe Public Utilities District, and I pointed out a lot of the cell towers that are being deployed on utility trucks without public notice, smart meters, and the fact that New Mexico got rid of theirs, and I'm using it as an opportunity to make the California Republic great again, and I'll yield the rest of my time. And thank you
Dr. Kelly, before you go, a beautiful piece of news today. Stay with us, Dr. Kelly, because Donald Trump did something wonderful today concerning water rights. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say.
We're back,
so
folks.
And
let me rush this through. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. The heater came on. It's a little noisy here, so I'll...
You're fine. You're fine. Let me give you great news. If you haven't heard it already, today Donald Trump issued an executive order and a memorandum changing completely the water... the left-wing communist blockage of water in California and in the western states, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and Nevada. Get this, I'm reading from California Ag Today, their website. Wonderful day for California farmers due to President Trump executive order. This is today. And he signed this with Devin Nunes, who's got that Bakersfield area congressional district. Devin Nunes standing there. President Trump is working to promote reliable water in California and other western states. Quote, we have to make sure American farmers and their families, wherever they may be, wherever they may go, have the infrastructure projects that they need to compete and grow. And folks, the background story is this. Governor Brown and the left-wing communist rats in California have been choking off California's agriculture, their farmers, their great, you know, traditional American patriot farmers. Some of the most patriotic people in America, they're in that California Central Valley and other areas of California. Their lands are parched. Their crops are dead because they can't get...
Yeah, for over a decade, and they need to do chain deportations and repatriations.
Well, hang on. John Trump did do something today. He doesn't need to do this. He did it. There is abundant water in California and in the entire Western United States. And these Democrats are keeping it. They're sending it straight into the Pacific Ocean. They will not let the farmers use the water. It is going right through San Francisco Bay into the ocean and through other outlets, Columbia River and so on. Donald Trump said today in his executive order and his memorandum, we're going to take care of our farmers. He countermanded clowns like Governor Brown and these other left-wingers. And so this is going to change. This is one of these things you won't read. You will not hear about this on the lamestream news. But Donald Trump overnight has changed the viability of agriculture in the Western United States. And this includes ranchers. And we all have rancher stories that come to mind where Patriot ranchers have even died trying to basically defend their water rights and their grazing rights so that, you know, they can have crops and cattle and land that they've been farming for generation after generation. So Donald Trump today, you're not going to hear about it, but he did it today. He signed it with Devin Nunes right there, this hero of these hearings we're talking about. And so we'll talk about that later. But let me isn't that good news, Dr. Kelly?
That's epic news. And yeah, Jerry Brown, you have so much innocent blood on your hands from farmers, from ranchers, from gardeners, and from just thousands of people that you've driven out of the state that were good people over the several decades that you've been reigning with terror. And it's time for you to put the cuffs on, arrest yourself, and go to prison because you are the criminal. And thank you for exposing
yes.
this. And thank you, Donald Trump. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Now, I can't give the details of the memorandum and executive order, folks, but I'll just summarize. And the executive summary is this. Donald Trump has ordered, directed is his verb, the Secretary of the Interior, his secretary, and his Secretary of Commerce to get rid of these obstructions to farmers and ranchers in being able to raise their crops and their cattle wherever they you heard what he said wherever they may be, wherever they may go. We are going to support these people. And so what's going to happen, folks, overnight the productivity of farms and ranches will grow. Overnight the morale of farmers and ranchers in America, in the western part of America especially, will soar. And this is happening. This is why we're having this economic boom in America. So Donald Trump is doing things like this, hundreds of things like this. And of course, the lamestream media, instead, they're going to put on your TV this Khashoggi being beheaded and chopped up. And they're going to horrify you and your children with nonstop Khashoggi non-news instead of telling you about something that affects you and your family directly right there in your farms and your ranches. So thank you, Dr. Kelly, for calling in. Let me go to the rally and see if Donald Trump is there yet. Let's see how our timing is working out here. Go to the rally. And here it comes, I hope. I got my fingers crossed here as I attempt to bring up the rally live. And this is going over YouTube, and you know, the speculation is that YouTube may be messing with the broadcast of these Trump events. So, you know, I'm looking at that myself because it has gotten harder and harder to just simply bring up YouTube events pertaining to Donald Trump. Let's see here. Let's see how we're going with the. What do we see here? We don't see Donald Trump there yet. We see it's pitch black in Mesa. And the crowd is waving their signs, and they're all obviously on their toes, eagerly awaiting the arrival of Donald Trump. And we'll don't see him there yet. Let me see if there's a soundtrack to this. Nope, there's no soundtrack, just background music. So, but it is going to come. I'm sure Donald Trump's going to appear. I'm confident Donald Trump is going to appear here sometime before our show ends tonight. But I can tell you the crowd is, you know, there's no it's standing room only. The crowd extends way beyond the huge hangar. This is one of those hangars that you can easily drive a 747 into and probably two 747s. So it's a humongous hangar. And Donald Trump has said he loves these hangar events because it's very friendly to his schedule and to his mobility. He can pull right up to the front of a hangar, sometimes with his jet, in this case with helicopter, with Marine One, and in a matter of seconds be speaking to us, the people. Let's go to some stories here while we're waiting for Donald Trump to appear at the rally. And what are the top stories? There's a great Ann Coulter story out in the last 24 hours in which she asserts the Democrats have no right to bring in millions of people for votes. And, of course, that's transparently what's going on. The Democrat Party, what is their enthusiasm over the immigration invasion? They're just importing Democrat voters. I mean, what a scam. Then we have the left continuing their Trump derangement syndrome, like Rosie O'Donnell saying that she dreams of sending the military to the White House to get Donald Trump rather than send the military to the border. That's her response to sending the military to the border. There's an interesting story that John Kelly, chief of staff, and John Bolton, who is a kind of a maybe a hangover neocon. I don't know about Bolton, but they had a big argument in the White House, and the details of that argument have not surfaced. But I like that. I like that tempers are flaring and that people are getting intense in the White House over the immigration invasion. Somebody needs to get loud and mad. And those people who are in the White House, whatever hangover people we have from the deep state, I hope that they are at the receiving end of those loud conversations. Here's a story that you're not going to read, you're not going to hear about from the lamestream media, but the Taliban in Afghanistan, they had somebody opened fire in a meeting attended by the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. I think that's a little bit more important than Khashoggi. In fact, I'll tell you what, there was a couple murdered just north of Minneapolis, just near me here. A couple murdered, and their daughter, I think she's either 13 or 16, named Jamie, I forget her last name, has gone missing. And that's a story that the national media should be covering. Help find this girl who was, the appearance is that whoever killed her parents may have abducted her. Let's find these killers and let's do it right now while this girl is still alive. That's an important story. That's our people. That's a beautiful young girl whose life is in the balance. Let's cover that story instead of the Khashoggi brutality story and many others like that are much more important than that, but that doesn't fit the media agenda. One story that the media does not like to cover when these stories involving murders are the sort of story like the Kate Steinle story or any of these other stories where Americans are murdered, raped, tortured, brutalized by illegals and legals, by aliens, whether legal or illegal, who shouldn't be here, should never have been allowed in. As Ann Coulter says, they're being brought in merely to beef up the Democrat Party and to forever tilt the balance of power in America away from us so that we lose control of our own country. And Donald Trump is the last stop on that train. He's our last chance to reverse this demon rat program that's been operative for decades. People like Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi have been executing this program for decades. It's the communist program to replace us, to dispossess us with a non-European population of Democrat voters. And what do the demon rats, Feinstein and Pelosi, get out of this? Power. The addictive elixir to them of power, raw power. the same thing that attracted Joe Stalin, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, and Adolf Hitler. Raw power, which attracts psychotic killers. That's the ultimate attractant to that disordered personality type. Yeah, let's go back to the president's event here. Let me just take a peek. I'm constantly looking at this. Ah, here's Marine One. Let's see if we get a soundtrack. Not, we're just getting patriotic music. John Philip Sousa here. If you don't have a bunch of Sousa recordings in your collection, you're missing out. What a patriot John Philip Sousa was. One man, one composer wrote more great band music than all the rest of them put together. Okay, here's a smart-looking Marine that just marched down the ramp there off of Marine One, which is a beautiful forest green, military green color. There's the pilot with his headphones on. Who's next out of the chopper? Let's see. Big American flag over the door. Painted onto the side of the Marine One, which must be probably the most capable helicopter on Earth with unbelievable capacities. Okay, there's somebody coming out. There's a Donald Trump should emerge soon. And this is what he loves about these things, is that he is only feet, only a few yards away from the podium where he'll be speaking. He can walk right from the helicopter to the podium. And he'll be speaking to us moments after that happens. So let's see what he's... We see people moving around inside Marine One. And nobody's coming out, which makes me think the next person out is probably be the president. And let's see, at today's event, let's see, in Mesa, Arizona, I don't know who he'll have on the podium with him. He might have... the Senate candidate, McSally, who is running for Senate seat in Arizona. I hope he has her. She flew A-10s. Here he is, coming out the door with a red tie, and I think it's McSally behind him. Let me just see. Somebody is behind him. I think it's the Senate candidate, McSally, in a red, white, and blue dress. It looks like her. And they're walking briskly to the podium. We'll have them for you here shortly. Got patriotic music in the background here. They'll be up on the podium here in a few seconds. And I love this candidate, McSally, who is right now leading her opponent, Sinema. Sinema is a left-wing deceiver who is slightly behind in the polls. And of course, you know, again, these polls, they're so easily deceptive. But even the polls are showing McSally winning in Arizona, replacing the very disappointing Jeff Flake, who flaked out on all patriots. So here's the president. He's walking into the crowd. And he does a great job of, like, relating to us as he walks into a crowd. He takes his time. He makes eye contact with hundreds of people, shakes hands with people. He is of the people. He is among the people. This crowd is huge. We see Arizona flags, American flags, Women for Trump signs. Everybody's waving. We're not getting the live sound of the crowd yet. And there's a stupid reason for this. It's copyright law. The whatever song they're playing in that hangar right now, the TV broadcasters can't play it because they're breaking copyright. Ridiculous, but that's the way it's treated. So they have to play piped-in music so you don't hear the live sound until the president actually says hello on the microphone. Copyright law has really gotten bizarre, but c'est la vie, life in the big city. You can see the crowd, and I can't hear them. I wish I could hear them, but you know, everybody's mouth is open. They're all roaring, and they're happy, and they're they're waving their arms and their banners. Donald Trump looks great. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is live now. You hear they're going wild.
Hello, Arizona. We love being in Arizona. We've been here all day and all night. It is great to be in the great state of Arizona with thousands of hardworking and beautiful American patriots. Thank you very much. In just 18 days...
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse.
Hey, we're back, folks. And we only have
the rest of the world.
Let's go right to Donald Trump. He's got the crowd roaring in Mesa, Arizona right now. And he's about to introduce Colonel Martha McSally, the Republican Senate candidate there. She was the first woman to fly combat, the first woman to hold a command of an Air Force squadron of A-10, incredible ACAM Thunderbolts warthogs. And she also successfully sued the Department of Defense, objecting to their order. The Air Force ordered women in the Air Force to wear the body covering abaya when traveling off base in Saudi Arabia. And she said, no way. She sued and won. What a woman. All right, here's the president.
And Gorsuch, too. Many presidents never pick any. They never get that great opportunity. They say it's the most important decision you can make. I would say war and peace is the most, but I would say it's second. But it's a great honor to have picked two great people. And you know what? We can pick others before it's over and before even the first term, although we'll have 8 years instead of 4 years, based on everything I see. Based on the competition that we see, you know, we can no longer say Pocahontas because she has no Indian blood. We can no longer call her Pocahontas. I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll have to come up with another name for her. Elizabeth Warren, a very boring name. We're going to have to come up with another name. I can't use the word Pocahontas anymore. There's no Indian blood. I always said, I have more Indian blood than she has, and I have none. I have none. But it's more than she has. I don't know. We'll have to come up with another name. If Nancy Pelosi or crying Chuck Schumer and the radical Democrats take control of Congress on November 6th, they will try to plunge our country into a nightmare of gridlock, poverty, and chaos. You know that. It's going to be a mess. Democrats want to raise your taxes, impose socialism on our country, turn us into a Venezuela, turn us into another Venezuela, take away your health care, destroy your Second Amendment, and Democrats want to throw your borders wide open to deadly drugs and ruthless gangs. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. Come on in, everybody. We are.
Oh, this is so beautiful.
The wall is under construction. We're building the wall. 1.6 billion, another 1.6 billion, another 1.6 billion. I want to build it all at one time. We can do it in 1 year. And you see what's happening.
Well, we're going to run out of time. There he is. Yeah, well, he's going to be live again on Sunday. We'll be back on Sunday with Trump again. Thanks for joining us tonight. See you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.